Laura Conaway edits our blog, and she's in studio to walk us through some of the tidbits that we have online.
Well, one of the cool tidbits we have online actually comes from my friend Ian Chillock, who's sitting in the chair over here.
Good
Ian,
morning,
speak.
Blog. How you doing?
How are you? Tell us what's
doing
coming
well.
Up.
Well, I put together a slideshow with some images by a painter, Jeremiah Polacek, who we had on the show last week.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a guy who takes internet memes, those kind of those YouTube videos that we forward and love, like the reporter who was in the bucket of grapes and fell down, or the dramatic chipmunk. And he actually does oil paintings of these. And, you know, you get this... You think about these things differently when they're in a kind of video form, which is this really kind of disposable medium. And then when he paints them, I found myself really finding the dramatic chipmunk beautiful.
I love the
in
dramatic
a way.
Chipmunk.
Yeah. So what we've done is sort of take screenshots of those images and juxtapose them with his paintings.
He's a new one, though, right?
Yeah, he does. He does one that was not yet complete when he was on our show last week. I don't know if you're familiar with the I Like Turtles zombie kid, one of my favorite all-time videos.
I Like Turtles. That guy?
Yes.
I Like Turtles.
That's the guy, exactly.
I Like Turtles, too.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful painting
of
as well.
I Like Turtles kid. All right, we'll look for that in the blog later on today. We also have some helpful news you can use on the blog.
Yeah, we do. We opened up a thread yesterday, what's your cure for a hangover? And I'm happy to say the BPP crowd was more than willing to weigh in on that.
It's true. There is somebody in this NPR studios who shall remain nameless who could use some of these cures this morning. Someone who enjoyed St. Patrick's Day.
A little much. Allison, you want to read the first one?
Sure. This one is, that should I do that, Jane's?
Go for it.
Dry toast, two pickles, and Pellegrinos, and 4 to 5 pillows in order to remain upright.
I agree with the bubbly water, though. I think that's key.
The bubble is pretty good, isn't it? Dan Pashman out there swears by melted cheese. He says melted cheese fixes anything. He's not a commenter here. I'm just saying.
See, I think dairy plus alcohol is just bad news.
I have heard often hair the dog that bit you.
There you go.
First thing in the morning.
Okay, here's some advice from Charlie. He says, to get over a hangover in the morning, I used to drink a lot of water. Yeah. And he says, when I was in Tokyo, someone suggested I drink a bottle of Pocari Sweat.
Ooh. Yeah.
Before I go to sleep to avoid a hangover. Have you had this?
Yes.
What is that?
Charlie says it works.
It's an energy drink.
Oh, basically. It's like Gatorade.
Yeah, you're getting salt and sugar into your body, basically. It's not actual sweat.
Well, the reason we put this on the blog is not just to entertain ourselves. We're actually going to have a doctor in our next hour to walk us through some of these hangover remedies and cures and tell us what really can help you out if you went out and you enjoyed St. Patrick's Day just a wee bit too much last night.
So we're going to get past the pickles, dry toast, and Pellegrino, you think?
I don't know. Maybe he'll say that's good.
To
bubbles and salt.
Yeah.
Who knows? We're also going to open a more serious thread later today, right?
Yeah, we know how to be serious. We're going to do a little open mic later in the week on the economy. There is so much news on the economy right now that I don't know who can really keep it all straight or understands everything that they need to understand. So we're going to open a thread for a guest later on this week. Any questions you have about the economy, come check it out, post them, and we'll throw them into the mix.
Weak dollar, do you want to know what Bear Stearns did in the first place? Do you want to know why they got bailed out? Did J.P. Morgan Chase get a great deal?
Where did the money go?
Can
I have some money?
Any of those questions, fair game on our blog. That posting will go up later on today. Ian and Laura, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having us.
And that's it for this hour of the Bryant Park Project. I'm Allison Stewart. We do thank you for listening in now. Now you can go to a meeting, any kind of meeting you want to, anytime. You can stand, have a donut, whatever. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.